The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus stayed in Galilee. He could not stay in Judea because the Jews went out to kill him. As the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles drew near, after his brothers had left for the festival, Jesus went up as well, but quite privately, without drawing attention to himself. Meanwhile, some of the people of Jerusalem were saying, "Isn't this the man they want to kill? And here he is speaking freely, and they have nothing to say to him. Can it be true the authorities have made up their minds that he is the Christ? Yet we all know where he comes from, but when the Christ appears, no one will know where he comes from." Then, as Jesus taught in the temple, he cried out, "Yes, you know me, and you know where I came from. Yet I have not come of myself. No, there is one who sent me, and I really come from him, and you do not know him. But I know him, because I have come from him, and it was he who sent me." They would have arrested him then, but because his time had not yet come, no one laid a hand on him. The Gospel of the Lord. It's an open secret that the Jewish leaders want to destroy Jesus, want to kill him. But he doesn't walk away, and he doesn't hide. He has only one person that he looks towards, the Father. He doesn't worry about himself. He's not interested in what might happen to him. He has the Father's will to do. And in doing the Father's will, he knows that he will bring the truth and freedom to all the people who are willing to listen, who are open. He is the truth speaking in the temple with all his enemies ready to pounce, ready. When they get the chance, when they get the opportunity to put an end to this man as they see him. And for us, you know, during this time, we too need to forget ourselves and have our focus on the Lord, who gives us life. And we know that he feeds us with his word in the Eucharist. We are his temples to our baptism. We have his presence within us. And more as we can come to church, we need to sit with that he is with me, he is within me, he is the truth, and I must proclaim the truth now, as in time of difficulties, as in these times of pain and hurt and sorrow and death, that we must proclaim by our life that we look towards the one who is life, who is death, who is the death of all that is wrong, of all that is unfree. He is the death of all that troubles the world, because he is our God among us. And so today, as we are contemplating our Christ Jesus, we're mindful also of those who are forgetting themselves, those in the front line, doctors, nurses, carers, so many people. And we pray for them in our hearts, and we pray blessing and protection on them. We pray that blessing on all those in ICU, in who are isolated, who have this awful virus, praying for them, praying the Spirit on them, praying love on them, praying the goodness of Christ on them, sending our angels to console them. That's what we do. But we proclaim in truth, the truth is Christ. our prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you in my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you are already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.